Melbourne is mopping up after a series of wild storms that hit the city late yesterday. The high winds, torrential rain and hailstones as big as cricket balls caused widespread damage in the city's north and west. The State Emergency Service received almost 3,000 calls for help. The storms also closed Melbourne Airport, grounding planes and diverting several flights to Sydney. Darwin has escaped the worst of tropical cyclone Grant. The Category 2 storm has crossed the Coburg Peninsula and is expected to hit the coast northeast of Darwin early this morning. Wind gusts of up to 145 kilometres an hour have brought down power lines and trees on the remote Crocker Island. Dozens of people have died in a series of bomb attacks across Nigeria. Most of the people died when a bomb exploded at a Catholic church on the outskirts of the capital, Abuja. The militant Islamic group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for those attacks. Pope Benedict has condemned the attacks in Nigeria during his Christmas Day message. He also called for an end to violence in Syria and a resumption of the Middle East peace talks. The Pope prayed for victims of famine, flood and conflict around the world and urged the international community to help those suffering from hunger in the Horn of Africa. A suicide bomber has killed at least 19 people, including a prominent MP in northern Afghanistan. The man detonated a vest packed with explosives during a funeral in the city of Talakan. 50 people were wounded in the blast.